Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Z-Fly, and you're now locked into the FLY Network. And for the next 2 hours, I'm dishing you the 311 on some of the juiciest topics around. So sit back, keep it real hot and fresh, because it's going to be good. Understood? Yeah, real hot, fresh. What's up, y'all? It's your boy Z-Fly on the mic right about now. You know what I'm saying? That's the way to start the show, with some hot, fresh music. That's how we do, because it is another Sunday night. It is April 2nd. Like, April Fool. Like, it's April 1st. And you know what? We have got some April showers. It is, like, actually raining right now. And it's coming down. So, Miss Gigi, what is it going on? I mean, what's going on in New York with you?
Are you kidding me right now? It's 100 degrees. It's sunny outside.
Are you serious?
April Fools.
Okay.
Oh, my God. You know, ask Miss Gigi.
It's so wet and nasty right now. It's ridiculous. I really don't want to go anywhere.
I don't either. I'm, like, so tired. Like, you know, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't had any sleep, and I am not playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to work overnight, and, you know what I'm saying, whenever I got off of work this morning, I went straight to church, because, you know, I had to do my Palm Sunday, you know what I'm saying, had to get my word in, had to get my palms, you know what I'm saying, and then right after church, I ended up going home to pack a bag, and I went to Connecticut to get away for a while, so, yeah, and now I am, here I am, keeping it real hot and fresh with my people, so I haven't had any sleep since, like, yesterday morning or something. Yeah, so I don't know. And then the funny thing is, I don't drink coffee, so I don't know what I'm going off of. I'm just going off of, I guess, some type of adrenaline that I don't even know where it comes from, so I don't know.
Well, I don't know if you know, but in this industry, sleeping is forbidden.
thaw.
A second cannot be wasted, because once seconds are lost, you lose. And
okay.
Losing is for losers. So sleeping is forbidden in this industry. We don't sleep.
We don't sleep. Okay, well, then, in that case, I guess I'm right on schedule then.
You got it. Right on time.
Miss Jeezy, I am so glad to hear you, though. You know, I heard it, you know what I'm saying, you had the little sniffles or something like that. Everything good?
Yeah, just, you know, the little Saturday hangout, Sunday morning hangover. Other than that, all is well.
That's what's up. Well, everybody, welcome to the show tonight. We definitely have another hot show for you. April 1st is here, like I said. Tonight, we have some really hot topics for you. We're going to be talking about, you know, what's going on with Justin Bieber. And I'm pretty sure y'all been hearing all about it. But, you know, I'm just going to talk a little bit more about it. Justin Bieber got some Spike Lee for you. And exactly how is Oprah's network doing? We're going to talk all about that later. And then we have a very special guest tonight. We have another gospel singer. I think, you know, actually, I think tonight is very appropriate to have a gospel artist as a guest. You know, it is Palm Sunday, and, you know, we're just starting things out right. It's a new month. So, yeah, we're going to start things out right. So we have Kenneth Hitchens. He's here tonight. He's going to be telling us all about his music. He has a song out called Restore, and he has a lot of, you know, incredible information to tell us all about that. So I'm actually really looking forward to, you know, speaking with him. So that's how that goes. And then, you know, we got Miss Gigi. She is on the mic right now. I'm pretty sure she got some stuff, you know, going on. Miss Gigi, what do you got?
I definitely got some hot and fresh music for you, and I definitely got some business, some in the know. I mean, I won't give you too much, but I'm still stuck on this Trayvon Martin, so I do have some more information regarding that case in my in the know. So you guys stay tuned.
I know, that's right. Everybody is definitely stuck on Trayvon Martin, so we're definitely going to get into that a little bit later in the show, so you have to stick around to catch all that. But right now, what we're about to catch is we're about to catch some busters, and we're going to catch some skeezers.
Skeezers!
All right, y'all, it's time for busters and skeezers. This week, you know what I'm saying, kind of like what Miss Gigi said, I just want to touch back on the Trayvon Martin thing. You know, I just want this week, my busters and skeezers is going to be for the males and females again. I just want to encourage everyone to, you know, to not get so involved in the hype of racism. Now, what I mean by that is because, you know, with the Trayvon Martin thing, it has really just, it stirred that racism pot. You know, so many people feel like, you know, there's so many hate crimes going on. You know, there's so many different, you know, ethnic groups, you know, that are hating on one another. You know, basically, like, just recently, you know, Tyler Perry, you know, he was stopped, you know, by cops, and, you know, he was, you know what I'm saying, he was reaching for his key, and they thought, you know what I'm saying, he was reaching for a gun, and then they really didn't know who he was until they actually made him get out of the car, and then they found it's Tyler Perry, and then, now, all of a sudden, they're very apologetic. Now, of course, it was two white cops, but, you know what I'm saying, but the thing is, this racial profile has really got stopped. I mean, you know what I'm saying, like, I read somewhere that, you know, racism isn't really going to go away, so no telling how many centuries. You know, I mean, there are just some people that I guess, you know, people just can't stand. But what takes it too far, you know, it's not that, you know what I'm saying, you can't stand a certain race or a certain group. It's whenever, taking it too far is whenever, you know what I'm saying, you try to kill them, you try to enslave them, you try to have a genocide. That's taking it a little bit too far. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, we're all going to have people that we don't, you know what I'm saying, that we just don't like. I mean, that's just it. But you don't have to, you know what I'm saying, treat people in a certain way, you know what I'm saying, to make them feel like, you know, to make them feel like they're, you know, like they don't belong or that they're, you know, less than you or, you know, or others. Because we're all equal. Because, you know what, and then see, the thing about it, everybody, you have to think outside of this world. You got to think the bigger picture. The bigger picture is how the Lord sees us. The Lord don't see us, okay, this is better than, you know, they're better than them, they're better than that. Because in the, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, what, you know what I'm saying, what really matters is where our soul is going to lie, you know, go whenever we're all, you know what I'm saying, whenever we all leave this world. So all this racism, discrimination, you know what I'm saying, it really needs to stop. All this racial profiling, we're all people, we're all living in the same world. We're all here. So why do we keep fighting? Really? Because one thing you want to be is Busta and Issa Free. All right. All right, y'all. So keep that in mind. Thumbtack that. Glue it to your head. Glue it somewhere. Whatever you got to do. I don't know.
I heard
You know what I'm saying? All right, y'all. So we're going to go ahead and get into some music. You know how we do. We definitely start things off with music. And then when we get back, we got some really hot topics for you. Now, I just want to let you know that be sure to tune in. I mean, actually log on to, you know, blogtalkradio.com/swapt. You know what I'm saying? Get into the chat room. Let me know what you got. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you're thinking and what you want to hear and all that good stuff. Also, hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh, and hit me up on Facebook, www.facebook.com/RealHotFresh. Okay, that's how we do. And this is your boy Z Fly. I got Miss Gigi with me. We're keeping it real hot and fresh. I love it. All right, y'all. Stay tuned. What's coming up next? We got some really hot topics. But right now, we got some Diddy with Last Night featuring Keisha Cole.
This blank expression.
Yeah, that's right. It's your boy Z Fly, and you are back keeping it real hot and fresh. That was your boy Diddy with Keisha Cole last night. All right, y'all. Now, y'all heard it. It's time for some really hot topics. Okay, now be sure to tune in or actually log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/swapeast and definitely hit me up on Twitter at Real Hot Fresh. Okay, let me know how you're feeling. All right, now let's get into some really hot topics. Miss Gigi, you ready?
I'm always ready.
Okay, good. All right, so, all right, y'all. Now, what's really hot is, you know, the Justin Bieber prank call. Now, you know what I'm saying? It's not as hot as it was because, you know what I'm saying, you've definitely been talking about. But I just wanted to touch on it, you know. So, basically, as y'all know, you know, Justin Bieber, he's facing a lot of serious trouble because of the Twitter prank where basically he had, you know, with his 19 almost million, you know, Twitter followers that he had, he kind of, you know, has sent Call Me Now, and he gave like a fake name, and I believe that he did not give the last few digits, but however, the girls, you know, they just kind of put, you know, some numbers together, and they started calling. But the crazy thing was, it actually called like these two Texan, you know, residents, 81 year old at that. And they had almost like 1,000 unwanted phone calls. Did you hear about that, Gigi?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't it crazy?
I seen her on the news. She was like, and I'll forgive him if he gives me tickets for my granddaughter.
Exactly. Like, my thing is like, but you know, but like, my thing is, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, they're saying that, like, Justin Bieber, he's starting to be like a prankster anyway. But he should have known better than that one. I mean, he should have known better than that. I mean, one thing, like, his fans are crazy because I've seen, like, you know what I'm saying, he'd be out in public and, you know what I'm saying, his fans are definitely trying to, like, rip him off. You know, rip his clothes off, rip his hair off, rip everything off. So you think that, like, you know what I'm saying, you're going to give, like, people or these girls, you know, a number, you know what I'm saying, even though you didn't give them the last digit, you don't think that they're not going to call? I don't know. Like, you know, like, a lot of times I've seen, like, these celebrities do, like, you know, like, little stunts. You know what I'm saying, to get, you know, like an uproar. But with this one, you know, he could, you know, if he don't, he might be in some trouble, a little bit of trouble. I mean, I think his lawyer is, you know, is working it out. And like you said, the lady said, you know what I'm saying, if she can give him some tickets, then Maya can call it a deal, you know, for her little, okay, you know, for her little grandchild or whoever, I don't know. Crazy. All right, y'all, now speaking of more pranks on tweets or whatever, now, as y'all know, speaking of the Trayvon Martin case, you know, celebrities have really, really, I mean, really been getting into it. You know, they really just want justice for Trayvon Martin, the 17-year-old who was shot by George Zimmerman on February 27, I believe. I could be wrong about the date, but I think it's February 27. Now, Miss Gigi, but now have you heard about Spike Lee, what he did?
Do tell the people. I have definitely heard.
Huh? You did hear?
I said, yeah, I heard, but you go ahead and you tell them.
Right. For y'all people who may not know, who, you know what I'm saying, who may not follow Spike Lee and his little tweet, well, Spike Lee, he's very vocal in the Trayvon Martin case. He's a very big supporter. And basically what happened was he had tweeted, you know, to about 250,000 of his followers, you know, over the, you know, past weekend, the supposedly address of George Zimmerman. So, you know what I'm saying, he just wanted people to go and, I guess, get him, find him, arrest him, kill him, what him to do. But he had tweeted an address, you know, but kind of find out it really wasn't the, you know, the actual George Zimmerman. It was a George Zimmerman, but actually somebody else who has the same name, but it wasn't actually, it wasn't him. It was his parents actually living in the house. So that caused a big uproar. Spike Lee, you know, he actually had settled it financially, of course, you know, with the couple, who, you know, their lives were basically turned upside down, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they said that, you know, they was getting like threats, they was getting threatening, you know, letters, threatening phone calls, all kinds of, well, I don't know about phone calls, but I know they were getting, like, threatening letters and all kinds of stuff. Like, You just can't do that. You know, it's, I mean, like, my thing is with this Trayvon Martin case, you know, I'm so happy that, like, people is really taking a stand and really want justice. But it's kind of like something back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like you know what I'm saying? Like, whenever they killed Martin Luther King. Well, maybe not that bad, but you know what I'm saying? It's something like, you know, people are just going crazy. You know what I'm saying? They just, for example, you know, I'm pretty sure, have you heard about the, you know, the new Black Panther, you know, that, you know what I'm saying, that's coming out, you know what I'm saying, trying to find George Zimmerman? All kinds of stuff is happening. I mean, I don't know. Whew. I just feel like that, with, you know, with the Trayvon Martin case, it definitely has stirred up a lot of racial, you know, issues. And but I just don't want people to go too crazy. But I just thought you can go a little bit crazy. I mean, Gigi, you mighty quiet. I mean, do you disagree? You agree?
Well, as far as the Black Panthers go, I just heard about them last night. And, I mean, they were making jokes of, I don't know, you know, how important they are in their community or in their society, but I was watching the HBO show last night, and they were definitely making fun of the Black Panthers and basically saying that every time they show them and every time they, you know, have some type of discrepancy going along with them, it's only three of them. So basically, this is to the Black Panthers. We don't believe you. You need more people. Three of y'all.
They're dope.
Sorry, that's just how I feel. You know I gotta make a joke about everything.
Exactly.
It's three Panthers. We don't believe you. You need more people.
Basically. That's crazy. Okay, look, so getting back on Spike Lee. So, you know what I'm saying? So he deeply apologized, you know, to the McClain family. Let's see. It says that you know, so now he's saying, you know, please leave the family alone, you know, leave him in peace. Justice is in the court. Yeah, so, you know, he's been retweeting.
Wow, that's basically like sorry, you know what I'm saying? And sorry definitely does not bring a dead man back. You know, if you shoot a rubber band and a paper clicker and it hits somebody in the eye and they're blind, when you say sorry, it does not bring back their vision, you know? So people really need to stop and think what they do before they do it and think of the repercussions that come behind it.
Exactly. But, you know, so speaking of people need to think before they act, now, everybody, you know what I'm saying, like, jumping on the Trayvon Martin bandwagon is not only African-Americans or Black Americans. You know, it's some of everybody. You know, Roseanne Barr, she actually jumped in on it, you know, with on the smoking gun. And what she did was she actually supposedly tweeted the correct address to Zimmerman to, like, 111,000 followers. But now she deleted it. But now also what happened was now she said that, like, if, you know, the authorities do not arrest, you know, Zimmerman, then she will retweet the correct address again back on Twitter. And, you know, for everybody, you know what I'm saying, for whoever to find it, you know, to get him and go get him. People really want him brought down. I mean, I definitely agree with them. I mean, but they are taking any measures. You know, but it's funny, though, how they're using Twitter, of all things. You know what I'm saying? Like, back in the day, whenever you try to find people, what did we use? I don't even remember. It's like
the
Twitter is the way to go.
We went into the white pages.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to the white pages. Nobody cares about the phone book. It's like, and you know, now if you want to find somebody, you go to Twitter. It's just crazy.
Well, but, you know, I'm old school. I still do the white pages. I don't tweet. I'm not a follower. You know how I feel about that. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you stupid. No. And then also, now Roseanne, she said it. She'll actually go, you know what I'm saying, go to his house if need be. So, big ups to Spike Lee. Big ups to Roseanne. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I feel y'all. I see what y'all trying to do. Hopefully, everything will work out. Okay, so real quick, also my really hot topic, I want to talk about Oprah. Now, as y'all know, that Oprah, you know, she has her own network. No pun intended. But it's not doing so good. You know, like, Oprah, I think that she thinks that, you know, all of her followers, her 369 million followers or viewers, actually, that she had, you know, back on the Oprah Winfrey show, I guess she just felt like, you know, they will follow her to this show, to this network, but they're not. It's been said that, you know, more than 100 million viewers arrived, you know. Now, when she first started, you know, she had like 100 well, no, she had 1 million viewers, you know, that arrived for the network's debut in New York City in 2011. But ever since then, she's only averaged about 259,000 viewers, Ms. Gigi. Oprah is only having 259,000 viewers.
Well, her show is actually not what it used to be. It's more like, it's not a talk show anymore. It's basically like a classroom. It's like she's a professor and she has an assistant, Yann LaVanzant. She has an assistant and they actually, like, are teaching you to better yourself or giving you a life lesson. And that's basically what it's called, Oprah's Life Lessons, right?
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, people are not really trying to take life lessons, you know, from Oprah and Yann LaVanzant. They basically want to do interviews with the artists and the actors that you were doing your interviews with, and they definitely want to win a car and all of the other little gifts that you was giving away, all of that stuff. So
right.
The show's not as interesting as it used to be. She doesn't have the guests on, you know, the majority of artists and actors and, you know, the personalities, the entertainment personalities that we want to hear from. So basically it's just sitting there listening to Oprah's life lessons, and if that's the case, she could just write a book. And anybody that wants to read it can go out and get it.
Exactly. Now, as y'all know, too, you know, she put on Rosie O'Donnell, you know, on the network. You know, she had her own show. But that flopped because, you know, that's now canceled. Rosie O'Donnell, she ain't doing nothing. You know, it's kind of sad because, you know, I think Oprah had, you know, high hopes for Rosie. But Rosie said that, like, they was trying to do, you know, her show, like, something what she did years ago, and that just didn't work. Plus, you know, some of the network people, producers, directors, and all that, you know, of the network, you know, they said that they feel that, you know, it was rushed. You know, they should have never made, you know, like, launched the network so soon. But they did, and it's not doing so well. So, Oprah, I don't know what you're going to do, but you better do something fast because you only got 259,000 viewers, and they
probably... Well, this is what I got to say about the O show.
More like, oh, no.
That, too. But, I mean, you know, I just feel like, you know, she does have other things coming off that network. Like, you know, she claims she's giving Yann LaVanzant her own show. She's going to also give, what's her best friend's name?
Gail.
Right. I don't know why. I couldn't think of it. But she's also, Gail's going to have a show off the network. And if I'm not mistaken, isn't that where Diddy and, Magic Johnson's network is also going to be on the OWN network?
You know what? You would know that better than me. I am not sure. But more than likely, I wouldn't put it past it. I sure wouldn't. Mm-mm.
Right.
I sure would not. And then also, too, I think, I don't know if it's, you know, I don't know if it's going to happen now since Rosie O'Donnell flopped. But I know there was talks about having, you know what I'm saying, Ricky Lake, you know, back on her network, you know, like a relaunch of Ricky Lake. So I don't know what's happening with that. So, I don't know. You know, Oprah, she's a billionaire. Big ups to Oprah. I'm pretty sure she's going to turn around. So she always does. So big ups. All right, y'all. So I hope you enjoyed. This has been some really, really hot topics. You know what I'm saying? So definitely keep it locked because you know I'm going to keep it hot. Now, coming up after the break, we got some really hot, real hot, real fresh music by your girl, Miss Gigi. She keep y'all in tune with what's going on. All right, this is your boy, Z-Fly. You're keeping it real hot and fresh. Be sure to hit us up at 646-200-3136. And this has been some really hot topics.
When I selected. way I do it. I put my foot into it. Tell them haters they mad. They can't do it like I do it. Yeah. They used to call me fat. They used to say I'm ugly. But now I'm making records. Who be screaming that they love me? I got them dollar bills. I make a lot of cheese. That's yo. Can't do it like me. I see me in the club. I'm looking fresh. And when you see me on the street, I'm looking fresh. And when you see me all the time, I'm looking fresh. I got my hair and my nails done. I'm so fresh.
Never left. I got Fred the Good Son with Monique's Room. Some like Marvin's Room, but definitely with a little twist. Frank Ocean, Thinking About You. French Montana featuring Maino, Drop a Gem on Him. Joel Ortiz, The Hammer Dance. Machine Gun Kelly featuring Waka Flocka with Wild Boys. And I think that was 10 songs for you right there. Right now it's 48 degrees. We had three people that won the Mega Millions. I think one in Illinois, one in the state of Maryland, and another one, I don't know, somewhere else. But right now the Mega Millions jackpot is $12 million. Right now it's 7:36. I'm your girl, Miss Gigi, and that is what's hot and fresh for y'all. T-Fly, what's up? Talk to my people.
I'm trying to figure out why can I win this Mega Million, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness. And you talk about spending all your money trying to win it.
I know, but you know, I mean, like, what was it? It was $640 million, right?
Oh, my goodness. That was more than half a billion.
I'm like, can I just get, like, you know, I take about...
A million.
Okay.
A million.
But you know what though? Look, it's funny. Like these days, a million, that ain't much. You know, you get a house for $1 million. You know what I'm saying? These days, you need a little bit more than a million. You know.
I tell you what, it'd be nice.
It would be nice, and you know, I ain't gonna lie. I mean, I wouldn't get a $1 million house. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You can get a $1 million house, and your million's gone. Because these days, you need at least about, you know, $50 million, something like that. You know, you
okay, but be clear.
What?
If I was ever the winner, I ain't telling a soul.
Are you serious?
I'm not telling nobody. And guess what? I'm still going to work my little regular job, and I'm still going to be fly with you, Z-Fly.
I know that's right. That's like $1 million bucks.
Exactly.
That's what's up. All right, y'all. We have more coming up after the break. We got a little short break for you. And guess what? It's my turn next because I'm getting you drunk off juice. You won't believe what your celebs are doing. They, you know what I'm saying? They're not my celebs. They are your celebs. I'm just bringing you the juice and getting you drunk off of it. All right, y'all. So keep it locked because I'm definitely going to keep it hot with some drunk off the juice. Right now, I want to hit you up. I'm going to slow it down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's April 1st. It's Palm Sunday. So I'm going to get you a little bit spiritual. So this, I got some Faye Mosby for you. This is Created to Worship You. This is the FLY Network, and you definitely keeping it real hot and freaky, freaky fresh.
Praise God. To bow low in your presence, oh God. and to magnify your name, God. God, you're greater than our problems. You're greater than what we're going through, God. And we'll forever bless your name and praise your name and magnify your great name. Hallelujah.
Yeah, it's your boy Z Fly, and you're keeping it bright and fresh with me and my girl, Miss GG. That's right, y'all. But right now, it's time for me to get y'all a little bit drunk. Not off the goose, but off the juice. Now, look, let me tell you something. Y'all won't believe y'all celebrities now. These celebrities are going crazy. Okay, now, as y'all know, like I said, you know, as I was telling you before, the Trayvon Martin case has really blew up, and a lot of celebrities are really putting their input on it. Now, two rappers, you know what I'm saying, they definitely voiced their opinion. One was Killer Mike, and the other was Mobb Deep's Prodigy. Now, both recently sound off about the killing. Now, Killer Mike, he, you know what I'm saying, he has said that, you know, he was killed by a terrorist. Yeah, he called George Zimmerman a terrorist. Okay, he said there's no other way to put it. All right, Prodigy, you know, he was stated saying that, you know, it's definitely a murder. That dude just got murdered in cold blood. He said that, you know, he don't know what Zimmerman was thinking. However, he don't know what he was doing, but he killed that kid for no reason. So rappers are really sounding off about this. Now, Miss Gigi, now let me ask you. Now, a lot of people, you know, they saying they're like, you know, these rappers are saying stuff about it, but they're not actually, you know, singing about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you feel about that?
That the rappers are only saying something but not doing anything?
Exactly.
Hey, I mean, to each his own. Like, which rapper are they talking about in general?
Okay. Well, you know what I'm saying? Leave the rappers alone. You get on my nerves now. All right, y'all. Now let's move to some singers. All right, y'all. Now, look. Now, singer-songwriter Alicia Keys. Now, she was slated to become the latest celebrity to participate in Dr. Henry Louis Gates' Finding Your Roots series. Now, basically, you know what I'm saying, it's about a show that, you know what I'm saying, they go back and, like, you know, they try to find, like, you people from your family tree. And it's basically for African Americans. Now, Alicia Keys, you know, she had agreed, you know, to be on the series, you know, to have, you know, them, you know, her past. Now, what happens is, you know what I'm saying, they get pictures and, you know, a lot of information, you know, from, you know, grandmothers, moms, whoever, you know what I'm saying, to have, you know, information for the show. But now, here's the eerie thing about it. Alicia Keys, she had to pull out of the show, not because she wanted to, but because her grandmother told her to. Her grandmother said, look, baby, you cannot be in that series. I can't tell you why, but you just can't be in that series. Now, that's scary, right? Something is going on in Alicia Keys' family that she don't know about, but her grandmother is not telling. Alicia Keys, you better be digging. You know what I'm saying? That might not be your family. I mean, you don't know. I don't know. Anyway, shout out to Alicia Keys on whatever that mystery in her family really is. All right, y'all. So now, how many of y'all are liking the young, you know, singer Diggy Simmons? Now, as y'all know, y'all may like him, but obviously y'all are not liking him enough because his album sales are not doing good. No, they're not. They're not doing good. Now, some of y'all who may not know who Diggy Simmons is, he's actually the son of Reverend Run, you know, whose legendary days with Run DMC. Now, actually, now Diggy, he said that he's not really worried about his album sales. To him, he looks at it as growth. He said, you know what I'm saying, Jay-Z, you know, he didn't start out, you know, doing well, you know. He said, like Bruno Mars, you know, he didn't start out doing that well. He said, so he looks at it as growth. He said that he knows that he would get better. And he said, actually, he's just happy, you know what I'm saying, to be around and have his album sales or have his album, you know, touching, you know, people that it touches. Well, let me tell you something. He got to touch a little bit more because, I mean, that's nice to say, but not nobody want to just, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you ain't get no album sales, you ain't going to be, you're going to be a nobody after that. You're going to have a one-hit wonder. Nobody going to know who a Diggy Simmons is. So my thing is, you better get off that who cares? I'm just so happy for, no, you're not. You won't sales, okay, Diggy? Whatever. Anyway, now, speaking of people who's making sales, now, Lil Boosie, he ain't making sales, but what he's making is he's making a lot of headlines. Now, as y'all know, that he's incarcerated, okay? And, I mean, it's not funny. I don't know why I'm laughing, but he's incarcerated. And he's going to face an anonymous jury in the first-degree murder trial. Now, if y'all don't know, he was an advocate, reports that what happened was, you know, a while back in 1987, for a case where three men were accused, you know, accused of slaying a drug smuggler turned, you know, that was government informant. Now, somehow, Lil Boosie, he was in it. And what happened is, that's when they gave him the death penalty. Oh, yeah, they want to kill Boosie off. But, you know, good lawyers, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to give him the death penalty. That was actually by his lawyer. However, he still faces life in prison. The trial is begin to start April 30th. So, that's really bad. I tell y'all, believe these drugs alone, rapper. Y'all believe these drugs alone. I'm telling you. All right, now how many of y'all miss Usher? Well, no need to miss him no more because he's coming back out. He has his best album. Now, a lot of y'all thought it was something called Standard Chance, or Standard Chance, or however you pronounce it. But it's not. He's going to call it Looking for Myself. Now, this is his seventh album, and he's finally looking for himself. Either he done slept with everybody, cheated on everybody, you know, played the girls in school. Now he's finally looking for himself. So, wow. That is on schedule to drop June 12th. And he's going to have a few people like Rico Love, Jim Johnson, Salon Remy, and others that's going to be on the LP. So y'all look out for Usher. Now, do y'all remember like back last year? First of all, how y'all feeling? Y'all tipsy? Y'all good? You know what I'm saying? Can I continue? I got two more. Y'all ready? All right. So, y'all remember last year, like late last year, you know what I'm saying? Like Big Sean and Drake and Luther Chris, you know what I'm saying? Like they were having like this little hit top, whatever. Well, Big Sean said he does not care about Ludacris, and he does not care about anything that happened with Ludacris. You know what I'm saying? Basically, he said that Big Sean just smiles, you know what I'm saying? He said that he thinks that people are trying to get attention, and he said that he just wanted to do his thing. He don't really care about Ludacris in any way, and he said that he's pretty sure he's gonna, never mind. I wonder what was he gonna say? Oh, well, however, he said that he do wish much success to him, and he hopes that he continues, you know, to be a great rapper. Now, how are you going to shout that about somebody, but then at the end of the day, you still wish him good success? Really? Like, which part do they believe? The part that you don't care about them, or the part that you know what I'm saying, you wish them well? I'm just saying. All right, y'all. Now, I'm about to get you real drunk on this. Now, y'all remember the Octomom, right? You know what I'm saying? The woman who has all these kids. Well, she's doing one thing that she swore she would never do. Well, no, that's not cool. But that's go on welfare. Yeah, Octomom, she is going on welfare because she ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? The mother of 14 is getting $2,000 a month from the state of California. Now, the money is deposited directly into a special debit card. Now, the card can only be used for food, nothing else. And not only that, they don't trust her because they are keeping a monitor close eye on the car to make sure that no illegal purchases are being made. Now, also, too, what's so bad about it is that she refused to become a self-fulfilling prophecy by accepting government assistance. Well, guess what? Now you are on government assistance, Octomom. Now, Octomom, now she's talking about for the car because her income is only, like, it's like less than $119,000 a year. So, without them kids, y'all know she ain't making no money, and y'all know she ain't getting no work, so yeah, she's better get that bitch, okay? Now, mom, she has taken her children to private school, except for the one that has autism. Now, there is her fourth of another month, okay? And then, if y'all didn't know, she was also supposed to top it to make ends meet. My thing is, who was really going to see Octomom? Okay, now if y'all ain't drunk, there is enough for one to get you drunk. Alright, I'm your boy Z Fly. You are now drunk off the juice. Okay. Alright, y'all, the time is 7:51. Be sure to keep your block button coming up. Oh my god, the next hour. I love the next hour. But you know what I'm saying? The next hour is all about Miss Z. We got the Z Fly, but we have a very special guest. Get up, get to. Oh, hold on, y'all. My Kenneth Hitchens. He will be
here.
What?
We having some technical difficulties. You breaking up?
Oh, okay. You can't hear me.
So, all I heard was ma ma me me ma me ma ma.
And I'm running. And that is pitiful. I'm trying to run my big map, and can't nobody hear me? Arch, I was.
Well, we heard the drunk off the juice, but after drunk off the juice, you just went somewhere else.
I was breaking up. Okay, well. All right, y'all. Well, basically, what I was saying was keep it locked because, you know what I'm saying, coming up next, we got some Miss GG. She got something to know. But also, we have a very special guest coming up. TNF Kitchens. I hope I'm saying this right. I don't know why I butcher people's names. And the point is, he will be here after the break. He has a very incredible story that you don't want to miss. And we are going to be playing his song, Restore. It's going to be good. Understood? So be sure to keep it locked. And right, Miss GG.
I know that's right.
All right, y'all. Keep it real hot and fresh. It's the FLY Radio. 646-200-3136 is the number to call.
That's my baby, you know that's my baby, right? shorty.
I hate to see him leave, but I know he'll be back soon. And he gon' put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shorty, legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, the sun of night. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shorty, legs to the moon.
He never gone long, and when he leave the calls, can't wait to get home. You know that I'm ready. And on that Patron, ain't got nothing on. Ain't got nothing on. It's going down, I can't wait. I send him pics to his phone, so he fixates. He called to conversate, now it's getting dirty. Had long before you get here, he said be there in a hurry. That swag off the chain, when we met I told myself he can get this damn thing. The first time we did it all, insane. Boy, we got it poppin', I ain't talking champagne. No other can replace the way he do that thing when I put it in his face. The best, I'm singing to his tune when he spread my legs and put him up to the moon.
I hate to see him leave, but I know he'll be back soon. And he gon' put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, the sun of night. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
Okay, I'm on a drug, addicted to love, addicted to the way he put my legs up above. Now I'm seeing stars on another planet, his love taking me to Mars. Work the middle, switch positions, I'm such a boss, but his love makes me so submissive. He takes his time, so attentive. I do a new trick, just a little incentive to keep him on my team. Got him on some biggest shit, hollin' it was all a dream. When he met me, he know I'm down like no other. A classy, sexy, freaky chick who always keep it gutter. You know, I'm motivated, he's my motivator. And this time's amazing, such a stimulator. Stimulator. I'm wetter than a lagoon, and ready, baby, come and put these legs to the moon.
See him leave, but I know he'll be back soon. And he gon' put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, the sun light. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon, legs to the moon.
Put your legs to the moon, shout it, legs to the moon.
I'm so flexible. Every time he beats it, and it really turns me on. He drives me crazy, but he goes way too deep so far, and I can't take it. I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love how he takes control. I love it, I love it, I love everything he does, even
legs to the moon.
We gon' do it all night, the sun of night. It feels so right when he put my legs to the moon.
FLY Radio in your ear. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with the best. Z Fly and Miss Gigi, we is in your ear. What's up, people? Alright, y'all. So that was on Rashida featuring Candy, Legs to the Moon. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, real quick, I want to get serious with you. Just to let you know that, as y'all know, that in May, New York City, you know, it celebrates, you know, AIDS awareness, and it has a big AIDS walk every year in New York City. So, you know, and as you know, here at the Keeping It Real Hot and Fresh show, we, you know, one of our things that we, one of our values are, or is, you know, we help promote AIDS awareness. We want to keep people aware of how real it is out there, you know, with the HIV and AIDS epidemics, and we really want to stop it. So definitely join our team, join the Real Hot Fresh team. Go to www.aidswalk.net, and you'll click on the New York link. And then whenever you get to the main page, you'll just, you know, click in our name, Real Hot Fresh, and you can make a donation. Remember, every dollar, every penny counts. You know, I know a lot of people, whenever you are, you know, whenever you donate, you want to feel like, you know, you're actually donating something big. But you know what? In a circumstance like this, every penny counts. So, you know, definitely, you know, hit us up, donate on our page, please help us out, and let's really try to stop this epidemic. Because for one thing, it doesn't make any sense. Like, if you really sit down and just think about it, it doesn't make any sense. You know, every year, you know, there's AIDS Day, there's AIDS Awareness this, and AIDS Month, and AIDS Walk. But every year, the statistics are going up, you know, so there's still a problem. There's still a problem. The statistics are not going down. They're not staying the same. They're going up each year. So definitely,
wow.
You know, yeah. And then another thing, like for those people who may, you know what I'm saying, who like this may not be close to home, don't let it have to be somebody that you know or a family member for you to want to help. Just want to help, because this could be anybody. You know what I'm saying? It could be anybody.
Can I elaborate on that?
You sure can.
You better. Okay. I do have a lot of friends that work in the medical field. You know, some work in clinics, some work in hospitals. And I just want to say this. Women, men, you know, both. Be really careful, because there are a lot of people out there that are going and getting tested and not going back for the results. And a lot of those results are positive, and they don't even know. So it's really, really important to get tested and to also go back and get those results. And then, you know, on the other hand, if you're with someone that you don't know their results, you don't know anything about them, and you feel strong enough that you feel like you want to be intimate, wrap it up. Wrap it up. Be safe. Just be safe. Because
exactly.
Nobody is more important than you. Nobody.
Exactly. Love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, nobody else definitely won't, okay? So definitely love yourself and protect yourself. And don't think it's a game. You know what I'm saying? Don't get so caught up in your emotions and feelings that you just, you know, just go in raw. I mean, really? 20 minutes ain't worth a lifetime. So definitely, yeah. Wrap it up. So definitely, you know, donate, you know, to our page. Once again, that address, that website is www.aidswalk.net. And then whenever you get there, you'll click on the New York link, and then you'll search Real Hot Fresh, and you can donate away. Thank you so much. All right, y'all, but right now we're about to get into some In the Know with your girl, Miss Gigi.
That's right, because if you don't know, you about to. Well, I know we all know about Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed on February 26th, walking home from a convenience store. It's so much hoopla and hype in the media regarding this case, so much speculation with the police department and just everything. Well, I got to the bottom of some information, because I actually was really like, all right, who was that screaming? I was positive it was Trayvon Martin. Well, I went and dug deep, and the voice heard crying for help in the 911 call just before Trayvon Martin was shot to death was not the screams of the shooter, George Zimmerman. According to not one, but two forensic voice identification experts who believe the evidence is really strong enough to be used in court, they say that test concluded that it was not the voice of the shooter, Mr. Zimmerman. The software used is called Easy Voice Biometrics. And Zimmerman told the police that he was walking back to his truck when Martin attacked him and slammed his head on against the ground. And that's when he started screaming, and that's when he shot him in self-defense. But the test clearly concludes that that is not the voice of Mr. Zimmerman. after he told police that he was the one screaming in self-defense. So that just brings back to, you know, that just brings back to more lies and more cover-up on this case.
Mm.
All right, I want to talk to the parents tonight about their kids and the stupid things that their kids do. Today is April Fool's Day, all right, but this is just a little bit more serious than April Fool's. This is not something that's going to happen just one day out the year. There's this new thing where kids are doing a cinnamon challenge where they're taking a spoonful of cinnamon, just raw cinnamon, and swallowing it whole and trying to digest it without water or without coughing. Well, the Poison Center warns about the cinnamon challenge. The numbers of calls to the Poison Center concerning teens ingesting cinnamon as part of the cinnamon challenge has increased dramatically in the first 3 months of this year, according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers' National Poison Data System. Although cinnamon is a common flavoring, swallowing a spoonful may result in unpleasant effects that can pose a health risk. We urge parents and caregivers to talk to their teens about the cinnamon challenge and explain that what they may seem like is a silly game can cause a serious health consequences. So it's not recommended using cinnamon this way. The fun and games of the youth, it's an old game that resurfaced in popularity and it's gone viral thanks to YouTube, showing people of all ages attempting it. One is the most popular by some woman named Glozell with huge hoop earrings on who slurps the cinnamon from a soup ladle and has a theatrical coughing reaction. And it's been viewed more than 9.8 million times. That's sad that that's what people are doing. But anyway, any fine powder inhaled can cause irritation to the lungs. Cinnamon is a pretty drying agent and some heat, and it has some heat to it. Anyone who gets that kind of powder in their lungs, it's not going to feel good. You're going to automatically start choking. Vomiting is another reaction, and it also causes pulmonary edema. It causes the lungs to collapse. I've read all kinds of cases, so parents, please be aware of the cinnamon challenge. Make sure that, you know, your cinnamon in your cabinets are safe, or remove cinnamon from your cabinets, because kids are really getting sick. They're being hospitalized. Schools are trying to prevent it from happening, but kids are just doing it anyway. We had some schools in Pennsylvania that wouldn't allow kids to wear boots, like high boots, because they was actually sneaking the cinnamon in their boots and having challenges in school. It's getting outrageous. Kids are getting hurt. Kids are having respiratory problems after it. And if you have asthma, come on, don't be stupid. Don't try this at all. But basically, that's all I have for you tonight. I just want you to be careful. Be aware of the cinnamon challenge. It's real dangerous, and if the numbers are growing. And it's 8:10. It's 48 degrees. It's raining outside. The Mega Millions is $12 million. I'm your girl, Miss Gigi, and you are now officially in the know.
I love it. Wow. You definitely put me in the know. So I tell you, I don't know if I want to mess with cinnamon anymore. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay, and then what's crazy is you can't dissolve cinnamon. Like, I'm not stupid. I didn't actually inhale it. But I put it in water. Cinnamon does not dissolve. So even if you inhale it and you're trying to drink water, it's not dissolving into the water. So it's like sticking to something.
Mm-hmm.
So, crazy. I mean, it's real dangerous.
Wow. That's what's up. All right, y'all. Well, there you have it. You're in the know by your girl, Miss Gigi, for another week. All right, y'all. So you are definitely tuned into the FLY Radio with your boy Z-Fly and my girl, Miss Gigi. And we are keeping you real hot and fresh. Now, remember, the number to call in is 646-200-3136. Hit me up on Twitter, at Real Hot Fresh. Leave your comments. Leave your questions. Leave your arguments. I'm gonna tweet you back. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to retweet, you know, favorite. I'm going to do all of that. So just definitely hit me up on Twitter, at Real Hot Fresh. All right, y'all. But like I was telling you before the break, we definitely have a special, very incredible interview tonight by Kenneth Hitchens. He's here to tell us all about, you know, what he's doing in the music industry. Now, you know, now today is a very special day because, you know, for some people it's April Fool, but more importantly, this is Palm Sunday. So you know, Kenneth, he's here to tell us about his new single on Restore. And I think today is a very good day for this interview because a lot of people need to be restored because a lot of people have been broken down. So we're definitely going to talk with Kenneth all about his new single and more about Kenneth. So let's just welcome to the show right now. We have Kenneth Hitchens keeping it real hot and fresh. How you doing, Kenneth?
Thank you so much, sir. Humbly grateful to be on your radio show tonight.
Thank
Before we get started,
oh, go ahead.
Before we get started, can I give a shout out to Liz Black and the Gospel Artist Network?
You sure can. You just did it.
You just did it.
Thank you so much.
What's up, Ms. Black? Shout out to you.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you. That's what's up. So, okay, all right. So, musical artists, gospel artists on the show. I'm loving it. So, Kenneth, you know, like my, you know, I really love it whenever I interview, you know, artists and particularly gospel artists. So, you know, to me, you know, I've always wanted, whenever I was younger, I used to want to be a singer, but it didn't happen. As you see, I'm doing radio.
Oh, my goodness. This is news to me, but go ahead.
But no, so Kenneth, so like, just let us know, you know, exactly, you know, when did you start singing?
Well, I've been singing mostly all of my life. Basically started in the church at my grandfather's church at an early age. And I actually sang under the direction of my parents at the time at the church. So been singing for a while. Started basically at birth and just basically where I am at today.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So, you know, you've been singing for a while, you know, basically, you know, like you said, since birth. But, you know, but was there ever like a moment in your life where you knew that like singing would kind of be what you would be doing, you know, kind of, you know, for the rest of your life or at least for a long period of time? And if so, you know, when was that moment?
I basically wanted to be a businessman. Singing was just a secondary for me. Once I basically found out late in the time, basically back in 2006, I wanted to try to see whether I had it, whether I could sing professionally or not. So I basically released a single just to see where it would go and got people to listen to it, got people to just give their feedback on it and got some impressive reviews on it. So then I knew that the business was the way God wanted me to go.
Okay. Well, you definitely have a very beautiful, very inspiring voice. And I read the bio, and, you know, I like how you explain yourself. You say you're a man, a father, a gospel singer, songwriter, and musician. But then you say that the one that has formed, you know, formed who you are today is enduring. Can you explain to me the endurance? Can you explain to me what that actually means?
That means about, at an early age, as you can see from the bio, my house wasn't basically unified growing up. So within that part of my life, it was my father had left us at an early age, which actually had put a damper on my spirits at that time. And from that point of view, too, it actually haunted me up until the present adulthood time age, in which was at the point where I had to lean more and depend on God to let me overcome my hurts and pains from my childhood. So that's the point about, I say, about enduring. It's a part about from a broken state to back to actually being to where I am, where God has delivered me and set some things in perspective for me, which I had never felt before during the time frame, during my childhood time frame up into my teens and my adulthood. So that's the point about where the enduring part comes into play.
Okay.
Now, one thing that I want to ask you is, now we're definitely going to get into, you know, your song Restore, because I definitely want everybody to hear that, and I definitely want to hear it again myself. But, you know, being, you know, having a voice, I guess, you know, why gospel? You know, why not R&B? Why not, you know, other type of genres? Like, why gospel?
Basically tried a little R&B, but it never worked out. It never sounded good. Never, when I started to sing it, it never came out right. So I knew that gospel was the way that I wanted to go. It just, from the foundation, from which my younger years to where I am today, gospel was just the point where it could just make me feel music. I listen to a lot of genres of music, but gospel was the basic where I wanted to be, where it was uplifting, where it would be a point where it could, it just does something to me. It just, other music just didn't do it for me. So gospel was where I could find my release and strength, and that's why I leaned more to the gospel part, because it made me feel much better than R&B.
Okay, well, we are going to see exactly, you know, you found your relief. We are going to see, everybody, we're going to listen to Restore. This is by Kenneth Hitchens, and we definitely going to be restored. Trust me. Here we go. My head over here rocking. Everybody,
that was nice.
Kenneth, it was, yes, that was Kenneth Hitchens. That was Restore. Now, Kenneth, now, where did the song Restore come from? Like, was it an experience from your life? Or, you know, how do you come up with Restore?
Restore was basically done by a couple producers. Actually, they basically written a song, which I had never had heard before. But after listening to it, it actually reflected exactly what I was feeling at that time. And that's where it actually, it was just by divine intervention that the song was developed by those two individuals that developed it.
All right. Well, they definitely was ingenious with that. I've read that you understand the meaning, and now that you truly understand the meaning, can you explain to us and to our listeners? Because some people they read it and they hear it, but they don't really receive it. Can you explain what a heart of worship is?
A heart of worship, to me, is the area where you put your life. It's by experience. This is where I'm coming from. It's the point where I have been in my life in reference to the brokenness, and everything is a transparent thing with me. Even my music, in reference to if once you hear it, it's something that's going to reflect me. And the heart of worship is basically where you have been, and to me, and it's basically where God has overcome you of things that you have dealt with internally, externally, in reference to different situations, whether it's from a childhood situation that I dealt with. You know, that's basically the worship part. It comes out within me that I know that there is a God that can deliver anybody from anything, any situation that you find yourself in, whether internally or externally. So that is, God gave me that heart of worship from my own experience. So that is the point of where God has taken me, like within inside of me, where He has taken me to reflect me into being, you know, being that instrument that is transparent. That's what I'm trying to say. You can bring your parallel and your transparency to reflect what God wants you to do in reference to helping others and helping others.
Exactly. Okay. So now you
thank
also
you.
Said, thank you for that. Now you also said that you are, you know, you state that you're on a rescue mission. So would it also be part of your rescue mission?
Absolutely. That's from reflecting my life. I'm gonna, within my music, it's all about me. And with that being said, it's gonna help other people that may have dealt with the same things that I've dealt with, or have experienced the same experience that I have to let them know that God is an overcomer. As me being an example, to let them know that there is a God that can help you. But not only in the point of bringing them into full restoration, I want to be that light to equip you to learn how to stand when you get delivered, healed, set free. You got to be equipped to stand after that. So that's the part of my mission as well.
Okay. Wow. Now, you know what? I'm so glad that you said that, because a lot of people, you know, like, I just want to call it, you know, we've been talking about, you know, the Trayvon Martin case a lot, you know, and of course America is, you know, and then, you know, just hearing, you know, how you, your song, you know, just Restore. And it's like, it seems like a lot of people, they are losing themselves, you know, with this Trayvon Martin, you know, case, you know, people are losing themselves. Yeah, exactly. I guess basically, you know, what advice, you know, along with that, would you just give to people who, you know, because they look at things, and, you know, from a worldly, you know, aspect, you know, they're not really thinking of the bigger picture, you know, which is,
right.
You know, exactly. So what are, you know, just some advice to people who may be lost, you know what I'm saying, who may be like an unbeliever, or just those people who may want to come to the Lord, but then at the same time, they feel like they might be missing something if they do, you know, because see, I feel like, you know, like what you're trying to do, you know, with Restore, you're trying to heal, you're trying to cure people, and you're trying to show people that, you know, that the Lord is the one that's basically going to restore people. So I guess, you know, what would be like some advice you would just have for those people that's kind of struggling with their faith?
I would just basically say, you mentioned about the unchurched. To me, serving God is not a thing that's like, you know, the kids, they say it's a boring thing, but serving God is an awesome thing. It's not like it's joy and happiness with Christ. It's not a thing that's like a bad thing. I mean, everything is a process. Don't get me wrong. Everything is a process. It takes time. Once you don't get saved overnight, you don't, by no means. But the point to me I would give is that if you just learn how to trust God in any situation that you may find yourself in, and even in that, in the point of trusting, God will set you on a path where you will serve Him completely. You will learn how to lean and depend on Him. As I say, it's a process in everything that you do. It's not going to happen overnight. You're not going to get delivered overnight. You got to learn how to just release things to God, and God will definitely will resolve any issue that you may have if you just learn how to lean and depend on Him, and to allow Him to do the work within inside of you. And that's what I would give. That's what I would give in reference to the unchurched. Church is not God is a God of a second chance, and He will, as I said, He will deliver even the unchurched as well as the church. Even the church needs to be delivered in areas just like the unchurched. But as I say, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. It's just a matter where you're releasing some things, even in the economy. Just let God do it. Just in the Trayvon Martin case, God will prevail over it. God will, justice will be served. But just learn how to release it to God and let Him do the work.
Better preach. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Got goosebumps.
Got the goosebumps.
Well, do you have an upcoming album coming or any upcoming performances where you can, you know, be seen?
I'm basically in the studio right now, just preparing. I'm not basically in a hurry, because when you get yourself in a hurry, it doesn't work out as right. So I'm in a preparation mode, basically preparing myself to do what God has called me to do. I'm not in a hurry, just basically preparing. So everything has to be done in excellence. So that's where I am right now.
Okay. Great. Now, is there anywhere where people can find you, like a Facebook or a website where, you know, where people can find you?
Absolutely. They can find me at www.facebook.com/KennethWHitchens. You can also get me on AM Gospel Records. I'm also, that's my distribution company, it's AM Gospel Records. You can actually reach me on that site as well.
Okay. Well, you know, I definitely thank you for the information, the incredible interview that you gave us, and also with us the song Restore. Now, real quick before you go, I also see that, you know, you did a little bit with the Delaware State College Gospel Choir, and you are with the True Spirit Ministries?
True Spirit Ministries, yes, in Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Okay, and then you're still in New Jersey, correct?
I'm still in New Jersey, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, is there anything that you would like to say to, you know, the audience, or anything you want to share?
The only thing, as I said, is just release anything any problems that you have in this life. Just learn how to lean and depend on God and let Him work it out.
Exactly. Exactly. You heard it first here from Kenneth Hitches. Thank you so much for keeping it real hot and fresh with us, Kenneth.
Thank you so much.
All right, you have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Right. Hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. So definitely keep it real hot and fresh.
He has a really nice voice, right?
Yeah, the song was amazing. Really loved it. Really loved it. So everybody, thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in. But we're not over yet. We got 30 more minutes, and we're gonna keep rocking this thing out to the wheels bust. Okay. All right. So coming up next, we got some of that spot for you, and not just any spot. We got the G spot. All right. But right now we're gonna get into some more gospel. Let's see here. Miss Gigi, who should we do? Should we do some Noe Feliz?
Yes, thank you.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to do some.
We're on the same page, finally.
Exactly. So we are going to do Noe Feliz, Favor of God. Everybody, this is FLY Radio. You're keeping it real hot and fresh with Z5.
This is my song, y'all. Y'all better listen to these words.
Okay. All right, y'all. Here we go. We're going to go and get into Miss Gigi's song. And next, we've got the G spot. So get those comments and comments ready. Here we go.
Just now, really want to please you with my.
Yeah, yeah, FLY Radio is in your ear because you're keeping it real hot and fresh with the best, Z Fly, and who else?
Miss Gigi.
That's what I'm talking about. Y'all know how we do, but y'all definitely know how Miss Gigi do because it's time for that G Spy. What you got for him tonight?
Well, I just want to know, with all of this hoopla going on, have we, as the black people, have we overcome? I just really need to know, but...
I don't know.
I have some. Huh?
No, I would have said, yeah, I got to hear this too. Have we? Have we overcome?
Apparently not. No one feels we have overcome. No. I have MJS Raven Pullen says no. We as people have a lot more to conquer and to accomplish. I agree with that. And O the Almighty says just straight up, nope. And that was the Facebook comment. I really didn't get too many comments on the have we as the black people overcome. Like, black people are so bold and they so boisterous and so bossy and, you know, but, what, y'all was scared to voice whether or not have we overcome as the black people?
Right. Where are you
anyway,
at, actually?
Where you at, black people? Like, what's your opinion? How do you feel? Like, are we still, like, I mean, a lot of things have changed here. We're not sitting at the back of the bus. And, okay, yeah, we do have a black president, but, I mean, have we really overcome just because we have a black president? Just because we're not sitting at the back of the bus? I mean, is the dreams of Martin and Malcolm, are they, you know what I'm saying, are they just in vain? Because that's what it seems like to me.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Twitter. Richard, this is crazy. His name is Richard Pryor. Richard Pryor at Bloodline Mall says, hell no, them iggas didn't. No, I guess niggas will never overcome. The singer Jay Ayer at Crybaby Johnson, she just shrugged like, and laughed out loud like, she don't know. You know, this is a serious question. Like,
I know.
You know.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I thought it was a serious question. I thought it was so serious that I needed to know. I want to know, like, how do people feel about the situation? Anyway, I have Brave at Brave the Monster says, nope, because even though we have a black president, I see that we still have a long way to go. Just by the way they treat Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's right, and they need to give my president some, they need to give him some slack.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have Don Diva Ali Swag at Don Diva Ali Swag says, no, as a black race, we have done nothing but divided ourselves from each other. The brothers and sisters that we once were are now niggas and bitches. The leaders that we had are now gone. The type of power we had back then to unite is gone. Now we run around with hate on our mind for each other. If we don't care about our race as sisters and brothers, neither will any other outside race. And that's when you know our power as black people is no longer strong. May God have mercy on us, she says. And I hear that. But that's all the comments I got. Like, I can't believe nobody really commented on it. And that was that. I think that was the best way of putting it. You know, we as black people, we divide each other. You know,
right.
We hate on each other for no reason. You know, and I feel like black people are only race that are not clannish. And if I, you know, might not sound racial, but I am a mixed race, and I feel like I can speak about other races. I am a very mixed race. And I feel like, you know, if I'm in a supermarket, and this is just an example, and there's a Spanish lady online, and another Spanish lady comes, and they're talking, they'll pretend they know each other and skip the line. You know what I'm saying? But then I have to speak Spanish, too, and let them know, listen, miss, you're supposed to be behind me. You know, and then you have the Jamaicans who stick together, and every other race is clannish, like Puerto Rican stick together, and, you know, if they help each other out. Black people, they don't do that. They talk about each other.
Uh-huh.
Did you see what she had on today? Ooh, did you see? You know how many kids she got? You know how many baby daddies she got? I mean, come on. And until we stop disrespecting each other, nobody else is going to respect us.
At all. And then, like, my thing is, too, like, you know, like kind of like what you said about, you know, like the Jamaicans and the Africans or whatever. I don't get what's wrong with black Americans. Like, now, one thing that I do want to say first is because I was actually thinking about this, and I don't, and you know, I don't want to just put all the negativity, because sometimes people look at that and be like, well, dang, you know, they just seem negative. That's something they're not doing anything. Now, no, black people, you know, one thing I do want to say, black people, we have definitely came a long way. You know, I think of just all, you know what I'm saying, just like, you know, like looking at TV, so many black televisions, you know, you look at people like P. Diddy, Tyler Perry, Oprah, who are black, you know, people who are definitely in charge, making their money, got their money. And then, you know, then I think of, like, Atlanta. You know, I remember my first time in Atlanta. I still remember how my jaw dropped for just seeing so many black-owned businesses. I mean, Atlanta is, you know what I'm saying? So we have definitely grown. We have definitely come a long way. It's just that now we just got to know what to accept and what not to accept. I feel like a lot of times black people, they listen to society too much. You can't listen to society. You know, a lot of times, you know, black people, you know, they love to talk about the church and how, you know, the Lord is with them and helping them. But then they'll say that in one breath, and then in the other breath, they're back talking about the white man this and white man that. You know, I feel like in 2012, you can't keep blaming the white man, because, you know what, there are a lot of other races that are going through stuff. You know, I feel like that the black people is actually doing pretty good. It may not seem like it because of what you see on the news and what you hear, but I thought we're doing pretty good. It's just that we got to get that mentality together. We got to stop thinking that people are still looking at us or thinking of us a certain way. Even if they are, who cares? I mean, I'm not gonna say who cares, like, but we're doing so much better now. They say slavery is still going on in some parts of the world, but, you know, in America, you know, we're free, we're doing this, we're basically doing whatever we want, so there's no need for the, you know, animosity and hating on each other. We should be embracing each other. You know what I'm saying? And another thing, stop thinking, stop letting people tell you what you are. You know, people, you know, they tell us, oh, we're a minority. No, you see, whenever you start thinking like that, and who cares if it might be true on paper? Forget paper. You got to know who you are. For one thing, the Lord, he does not call me a minority, okay? The Lord does not see me as a minority, and that's the only opinion I care about. I don't care about, as y'all say, the white man opinion or the government opinion or the president.
Minority? I'm definitely royalty. I don't know anything about a minority. I am royalty. You know,
right. That's what I'm saying. But see,
I am a black queen.
Right. That's how we got to feel. That's how we got to think about it. You can't think of yourself as a minority, because if you think that, then that's how you're going to act. You're going to be like, oh, I'm a minority. You know, I only deserve to be on welfare. I only deserve to be in the system. I don't care what the government tell me. I don't care what the president tell me. I don't care what they – I don't care. The only opinion that I'm worried about is God, is Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And they definitely are not calling me a minority. So, black people, remember that. Remember, you have, don't accept what people call you. If they ain't calling you a child of God, or if they ain't calling you, you know what I'm saying, something positive, you got to take all that other stuff, you got to throw it away, because we're so blessed.
That's right, and it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to.
Bam. Exactly. All right, y'all, we are like 9 minutes down to the show. And also, real quick, just to add on to that G-spot, I just want to say that also, too, I know that, like, the N-word, the nigger word, you know, black folks, we're supposed to turn something negative and do something positive. But you know what? It's starting to get back negative again, because we're letting it get out of our hands. Everybody calling us niggas. And nobody's saying nothing about it. You know what I'm saying? So, to me, it's getting back to a negative thing. Nigga, and I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we were going to use it, it was supposed to be amongst each other. Now, everybody using it. White people using it. Chinese. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, we can't allow people to just do what they feel to us. Because once they see they can call us a nigga, that's why they're going to be calling us all kinds of stuff. After a while, they're going to be trying to hang us again. All I'm saying is, black people, we got to stand our ground. We can't let everything fly by. That's all I'm saying. So, you heard it from Steve.
You know, I got jokes. I'm sitting over here. You know, I go jokes. I'm like, as long as I'm a house nigga. But I'm just joking. All right. I'm just joking. I'm sorry, y'all.
You is stupid. Well, you know, we 8 minutes down to the show. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Thank you for the people who tuned in and logged into Blog Talk. Thank you for the Twitter and Facebook, you know, G-Spot comments. And however, I must say I'm disappointed because now all those other G-Spots we have, well, I mean, Twitter be blowing up. And then we have...
Oh, it wasn't pertaining to sex. I got to go. I got to get explicit. Ugh.
Right.
Goodness, you people.
Right. And then we ask, you know, has black people overcome? Y'all struggling, y'all shoulder, y'all don't know, y'all don't care. Okay, well, keep not caring. And then when stuff like Trayvon Martin cases keep happening, don't get all mad then because the rest of the time you don't care. I'm telling y'all better listen. Y'all better got to wise up.
You better preach, Z-Fly.
I'm a preach. All right, y'all. Look, I got to get out of here. Now, look, we're going
to
go ahead and...
Yes, and thank you so much for tuning in to us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Yeah. to 9 p.m. This is Fly Radio. I'm your girl, Miss Gigi, and he is. Who are you?
I'm Mr. Z-Fly, the F-L-Y. Don't ask why, because you should know why. Okay? That was corny. Anyway, we'll get into 10 ways you know you get up, but be sure to check me out. Actually, you know what? Okay, look, actually, I'm not even going to promote Real Talk with Z-Fly because Real Talk with Z-Fly has been going under some technical difficulties lately. You know, Ustream is crazy. Ustream is not my friend. I don't know, so I'm not going to do it. Yeah, it's not my friend, Ms. Gigi. I've been having some difficulties. You know what I'm saying? One week, you can see me, you can't hear me. The next week, you can't see me, you can hear me. I'm telling you, Ustream ain't helping. So I'm gonna play with it some, and I'm gonna bring it back when it's ready. Okay. So no Real Talk with Z-Fly tomorrow. But thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And look, be sure to retweet this show to all your followers and friends, and be sure to have them like us. Okay. Okay. So this is FLY Radio. This is your boy Z-Fly. We're gonna go ahead and get into some 10 ways y'all know y'all ghetto, and then we're gonna shut this thing down again. April Fool to everybody. Happy Palm Sunday, and next week is Easter, so definitely make sure you go to church, all right? Okay, here we go. We can get into the 10 ways you know you get up. If I can find them real quick. Miss Gigi, you ready for the 10 ways you know you get through?
Always ready.
You know, actually, I think I'm ghetto right now because...
Hold on, wait a minute. I got to get my popcorn.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and look, get me a drink. Y'all want some Skittles, too, all right? Okay.
Skittles, I heard that. You want some iced tea?
Yeah, I do. You got that dollar menu special. What you got?
Actually, I went and got that big old gallon from Popeye's.
Oh, that's even better.
The cane sweet. Oh, it's so good.
Sweet. What's that? That's in Louisiana, ain't it? That down south.
Sure enough.
You know what I'm saying?
No. But right, go ahead, I got my popcorn, and I'm ready to note the 10 ways you know you ghetto.
Well, here we go. Number 10, you know you ghetto if you have a car phone and no car. Now, for one thing, you know you ghetto if you got a car phone. Like, who uses car phones anymore? You know?
Ooh.
Yeah. But you know, but I feel you though. See, some people say, you know what I'm saying, they got to get the accessories first. You know what I'm saying? They're going to get a car phone because, see, that helps them to get their car. You know, it motivates them. You know,
now that's some ghetto mess. That's like getting a phone charger before the phone.
You know, it motivates you to get it, to get the actual thing. It motivates you. Number 9, you know you ghetto if you iron in dirty clothes and you a hot stinking mess.
Oh.
I have seen people do it. Yeah, my cousins. Yeah, they do it. They don't want to
wash. Well, they ain't ghetto. They nasty.
They're nasty. Number 8, you know you ghetto and maybe behind time if you was a guest on Ricky Lake. If you know what I'm saying, but you know Ricky Lake, she was it back then. She was it. Y'all remember
that? Is she coming back?
I don't think so. Not that she's gonna be on Oprah Network, she ain't.
Oh. I heard she was.
You might be a little ghetto if you wear house shoes to the grocery store. Gotta be comfortable though. Number 6. You know you ghetto if you 19 when you finally met your father for the first time. Oh. And then you know what's so sad about it? You find out that your father was that uncle, was that play uncle. You know, it's always something crazy. Like, yeah, it's always something ghetto and crazy like that. Like, he, you know, so that play uncle that was in your life, you find out whenever, you know what I'm saying, years later, That's your daddy. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Number five, you might be a little ghetto if you use clothes hangers for an antenna. But you know what? But it's crazy. Like, if you're still using those type of TVs in 2012 that need type of antenna. You know, if y'all don't get the platforms, really. Number four, if you have a wife and kids and you still live at home with your mama. Now, how you be living at home with your mama, with your wife and your kids? Like, how y'all know the houses are foreclosed? You can get a house cheap these days. I'm telling you.
A wife is a fool, because I wouldn't even be going for that. That is not a real man.
Now look, you know what I'm saying? He said, you know, he's going through a little bit of, you know, financial issues, but however, he loves her. See there, she stands because of love. Yeah, she's staying because of the love.
Guess what? Then she needs to get a job and pitch in and help him so they can get up out of there.
Basically, I agree with that. Number three, you know you ghetto if you chew ice all day long.
You know you ghetto if you eat popcorn. There are 10 ways you know you ghetto.
That is crazy. Okay, number two, you know you get up if you can't spell can't. You know what I'm saying? Some people be spelling can't with a K. Like, a lot of people be spelling, like, the C words with K's. Like, that ain't how you supposed to be spelling stuff. That's ghetto. That's really sad. And number uno, you know you might be some kind of ghetto if you still wearing anything that's saying, whoop, there it is. Whoop, there it is. Whoop.
Ow.
Oh, sorry, my bad. I'm just saying, you know, if you still wearing whoop, there it is shirts and T-shirts and hats and stuff, you ghetto.
All right.
All right, y'all. That's how you do it. Every Sunday night, you keep it real hot fresh from 7 to 9 with D-Fly and...
Gigi.
That's right, T. We about to go. Check us out next Sunday. We got another... No, hold on. All the way. I'm glad I said it. No. Next Sunday, we are out of...
We won't be here.
Yeah. We taking Easter off, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Easter Sunday, we are, you know what I'm saying? We're giving it to the Lord, all right? So check
That's
us out
right.
the
he
following. All right, check us out the following Sunday, and we will be back live and direct. This your boy Z5. We out of here.
Have a good week.